Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's not healthy, but you do it anyway. I mean, what good's going to come of it? You stalking your ex online.
No, stalking your crush online.
Oh, the crush.
So, okay. It's a fact. The only drug stronger than Quaaludes is having a crush. It totally makes your brain work differently. It makes life more colorful. It makes the days go by faster. I love having a crush.
And the crush, again, just so I'm clear, there are different definitions for different, you know, generations. A crush is somebody that you're just excited about, that you are dating.
You could be dating. So, I mean, you can be attracted to just about anybody, but it doesn't mean that you have a crush on them. To me, a crush is a little bit deeper because you're excited about the possibility of getting with them. And so when you have a crush, your mind just goes to 1,000 different places of like what your future could be like and what your first date could be like if they haven't asked you out yet. And it's just so great. When you don't have a crush, life is so boring.
Yeah. So when I hear crush, that is not somebody you're dating. It's somebody who you aspire to
date. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a goal you're setting, if you will. So I found this TikTok from an account called @KWelsh, and she perfectly described the creepy thing that everybody does when they have a crush.
I know people joke about stalking their crush on Instagram or like accidentally liking a photo from years back, but I want to know the actual craziest you've ever done when stalking a crush, because a couple weeks ago I caught myself on my crush's best friend's dead grandfather's obituary. That's psychotic.
It's weird, these wormholes you get in, and then before you know it, you're on your crush's best friend's grandfather's obituary.
Right? Or you're looking up their parents' house on Zillow because you want to know where you're going to be spending Christmas. Like, the weird things, especially that women will do, and I'll just speak from a female's perspective because I have definitely done this, is a little crazy. And the comment section is so funny. Like, you could not have waterboarded all of this information out of me. So some people admitted to watching their crush give a eulogy on a live stream of their parents' funeral.
Oh, wow.
Because they just wanted to see them out in the wild.
Oh, that's now bad.
Uh-huh. Somebody was like, I will be watching their chemistry prezi from 7 years ago, which I have done before. Someone said they found a weird secret account of his that had a song linked to it and then posted that song on their Instagram story. So when their crush sees it, it's like, oh, we have so much in common.
Wow.
Someone said, saw this cute amusement park worker, so I searched up on YouTube vlogs of that amusement park and went through all of them to find him in the background. Someone admitted to reading their dad's PhD dissertation on mechanical engineering that was published before either of them were born. Someone said, I cannot say it publicly. Someone said, we worked together, but they kept me on the scheduling system after I quit, so I'd look every now and then to see his hours. Someone said, went through all of his close friends' posts and highlights to see if he was in photos with girls. That's just research. You got to find out if he's single. And the last one, he said, I used to go into the locker room when my crush had their gym class just to stare at their backpack near their locker.
Bless.
True love when you're looking at their JanSport.
Let me take this one step even more dysfunctional. Do you guys have a celebrity, not even necessarily a crush, although I guess it could be, that you follow so much that you're like, you know what? I bet if we ever met in real life, we could either be friends or something else.
Mm.
Not from like a crush standpoint, no.
No, I don't think so.
There's no celebrity that you feel like you're so similar with that if you guys actually met, you'd be like, you know what? I bet we'd have drinks and we'd be friends.
Oh, no, there's people I think I don't think there's anybody I follow that would be like pursue a crush. But yeah, no, there's people that I follow and that I'm like, man, yeah, if they just gave me a chance and we hung out for a drink, they'd be like, they want to be my buddy.
I don't know why I feel this way about Natalie Portman.
Really?
I think we'd be buds. And there'd be nothing sexual there. Mm-hmm. But you know what? She would ask me for a lift to the airport.
My wife, Renee, was just saying this. She was watching a video of Jennifer Garner going through the things in her purse. And she goes, I just know if I ever meet her, we are going to be best friends.
I can totally see Jennifer Garner and Renee being BFFs.
For sure. Yep. You guys don't have a celebrity like this that you would be friendly with if they met you?
Well, I would like to think me and Taylor Swift would be besties, considering I know everything about her life. But I will say, if we ever do get Harry Styles up in the studio, I don't care if he likes me or not, I'm making it happen. I'm going to go to extreme lengths to make this relationship come to fruition.
Now, this doesn't have to be sexual, but somebody, Mo, that, you know, it could be a dude, whatever, that's someone that you just is like, you know what, that guy's kind of like me. We'd be buds.
Oddly enough, I for some reason, have always felt like if I ever like hung out with 50 Cent, we'd have a really good time.
Really?
I don't know why. Just the way he thinks and the way he thinks out the box, I could see that.
Back in the day on Twitter, this is before it was X, I tweeted at Michelle Beadle, and I said, I'm going to Target, and I would just really like Michelle Beadle to go on Target runs with me.
Who is that?
So she's a sports reporter and host.
Oh, yeah. I knew her name sounded familiar.
She's so freaking funny, and she actually responded.
She did?
Yes, she did. And I was like, see, I told you we would be friends.
What'd she say, though? She said no?
No, she didn't.
The Burt Show.